Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Americans are the most manipulated people on Earth. They react daily to a reality that isn't real. And even more frightening, they go into a voting booth trying to be good people, reacting to a reality that isn't even close to real. And over the long term, there's no telling how much damage fake news does to Americans' psychology. After all, your only way to judge the world is by your input. But what if your input is fake? How far is the media willing to go to fake that input? This far. And this is an astonishing story. As I tell you the story, I want you to think about every major news story, so many of which over the last calendar year, if they had to do with politics or Trump, were ultimately debunked or retracted from the mainstream media. The Washington Post just confessed to a very big lie and to fraud. Unfortunately, by the time the Washington Post confessed, Donald Trump had already been accused of a crime and impeached for it by the House of Representatives, using that lie, that fraud that the Washington Post deliberately spread. Let me tell you the story. In the January 9th article, Find the Fraud, in the Washington Post, the Washington Post would report that Trump pressured a Georgia elections investigator in a phone call that could amount to criminal obstruction. That's right. The Washington Post accused Trump of a crime based on, as it turns out, fake quotes that they made up. This was no accident. It was an act of deliberate fraud and deception. Here's what the article said. Quote, the president's attempts to intervene in an ongoing investigation could amount to obstruction of justice or other criminal violations, legal experts said. They were talking about Trump's alleged pressuring of Georgia officials to find illegal votes. They put quotes around Trump's quotes, indicating, and I'm a former reporter, so let me tell you what quotes around words mean. That means you actually said them, that this is verbatim, that Trump had pressured elections officials to, quote, find the fraud, unquote, and he would make them a, quote, national hero, unquote. The word obstruction that they used in the article is a crime. And it's really important because at the time, the House was debating whether to impeach Trump for the events of January 6th. The quotes by the Post would later be used as evidence against him by the House. Here's a quote from the fake article by the fake Washington Post. Trump's earlier call to the chief investigator could also carry serious criminal implications, according to several former prosecutors who said that the president may have violated laws against bribery or interfering with an ongoing probe. They even interviewed in the article a guy by the name of Nick Ackerman, a former federal prosecutor from New York. Ackerman said he would be shocked if Trump didn't commit a crime of obstruction under Georgia's statutes, the Post quoted him as saying. The thing is, the whole time, the Post's author knew she'd made up the quotes she attributed to Trump. There was no way she didn't know. Here's how we know that. We know the name now of the anonymous source they based the whole article on, Jordan Fuchs, Deputy Secretary of State of Georgia. We now know that Fuchs was their anonymous source. One problem. Fuchs wasn't on the call herself. She didn't hear it. She only heard about it. And now that the Washington Post has been forced to retract it, and by the way, they didn't do that out of honesty. No, they got cold busted when a transcript of the call was finally released 2 months later. Well, the office of Raffensperger, where Fuchs works, was asked about this discrepancy since the quotes aren't in the conversation. And what did they say? They told the world that Fuchs never gave the quotes to the Washington Post, that Fuchs did not present details of the conversation as verbatim at all. It was the Post that did that. In other words, the Post simply made them up and then put quotes around them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
House Democrats would cite the article and its fabricated quotes on page 10 of the impeachment brief, as well as highlight the article and its fake quotes in oral arguments during the televised impeachment trial. But that's not even the scariest part or the most telling part. The most terrifying part was that the Washington Post was not alone. Outlet after outlet, from CNN to the Associated Press, would also run the charges with the fake quotes. Several of them, including CNN, claiming they had verified it or that they'd talked to the same source. You know the one who never gave any of them the quotes? The Associated Press did it with the quotes. So did CNN. So did ABC News, NBC News, and Reuters. All quoting a person who never heard the telephone call and who told them that, or now says she did. And all put the same quotes around the phrases. In other words, they all lied as a group in concert. These outlets are literally destroying this country and fakely dividing it with their fake stories, their fake quotes, and their fake content. But what this shows is something you get to rarely see or to understand about the mainstream media. They're not just sloppy. They don't just use sources that are liberal and democratic. They're psychopathic. They're willing to go much, much further than that and literally make up quotes in mass across news outlets and agencies. All of them piled on in this. All of them lied to you. They're obviously very comfortable doing that, which tells me they do it every day. Now, none of this would be that big of a deal if we had fair competition in the media marketplace. These people would eventually be laughed out of it, as they should be, and the truth would surface. If we only had the media parity we had on Election Day 2016, when, as I've told you many times, Breitbart and the Daily Caller were scoring more hits than any other American media outlet except the New York Times and MSN.com. That's why Trump won the election. For the first time, we had hit parity in the media marketplace. The throttles were put on right after the election. Many outlets like the Gateway Pundit, Daily Caller, Breitbart lost more than 90% of their traffic. It's never been a fair fight since. But the scary part is how desperate they are to protect their lies, their fake narrative from scrutiny. These are the very same outlets I talked about in another Battleground podcast on Monday called Marked, The Plan to Censor You Emerges. These are the very outlets that social media turns to fact check others' work, which contradicts their own. These are the very media outlets that have now formed a cabal and are working with Microsoft to censor you, anyone doing their own journalism and asking their own questions, and of course the direct competitors at places like Breitbart and the Daily Caller, at the point of publication. That's the purpose of Microsoft's new technology they've announced they're developing. And I go into more detail on it on the podcast. Technology that will end anonymity on the internet so that individuals and publishers can be blocked at the point of publication. And these are the same media outlets Congress is poised to give an incredible power to. If legislation before Congress right now passes, they'll have a legal exemption from federal antitrust laws. It means they can form a cartel, that they can do what right now is illegal, work together, including with Microsoft and big tech, to block their competition. Competition that the market clearly has a demand for at the point of publication. Again, that's illegal right now. But if this act passes, it's called the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, and it, of course, does the opposite of what the title suggests. It allows these legacy lying media, whose product is now fraud, to censor with the help of big tech, Microsoft, Intel, at the level, at the point of publication, for them to come together in a monopolistic fashion to make sure there is no debate and thus no challenge to the narrative. And believe me, the pressure on them has gotten more intense this week to do this. Because again, the Washington Post only ran this retraction because they were forced to. The transcript was released. Now, did we know they were lying at the time? Yeah, we did. This was taken apart by the same media members, outlets I just mentioned, the Breitbarts, the Gateway Pundits, the Daily Callers, at the time it was published, and all but fell apart. But those media outlets are throttled, and at the rate they're going, won't exist going into the future, at least not in any meaningful way. Remember how terrified the New York Times is of anyone having a space in which to contradict their fake, fraudulent narrative. So afraid that they were pushing tech companies to end encryption of certain apps so that people could be censored even in their texts as a way, of course, to battle misinformation. Well, when the only people slinging misinformation at that level are the very people trying to shut down their competition. Folks, we are in a life and death race right now to end this, to battle this before they can get us canceled. And what the Washington Post did, the fraud they committed, the lie they told, the slander of President Trump, with the help and acquiescence of the rest of the media, who also had to know they were lying, is just a sample of the world you'll live in. I quite frankly don't know what the difference between that is and Pravda. The difference between that and a Soviet information bureau. Meanwhile, our government's telling bizarre double standards around COVID are showing. Take a listen to this bunch of stories. This is from the CDC right now. Requirement of proof of negative COVID-19 test or recovery from COVID-19 for all air passengers arriving in the United States. Folks, that includes citizens. You got to get a negative COVID-19 test to fly back into your own country. Unless you're in Mexico and you're an illegal immigrant, in which case you can just walk right in and it will be fine. Now, we could have changed that. It's the Democrats, after all, that have been lecturing us about super spreader events. Except, no. Democrats just blocked a GOP bill requiring that all illegal immigrants be tested for coronavirus before they're released into the country. Incredible. It happened Tuesday. Democrats blocked the bill, sponsored by Representative Marionette Miller Meeks. She's a Republican. It would require the federal government to test all illegal immigrants for coronavirus before releasing them. These are the people who browbeat Trump and called his rallies super spreader events. These are the people that tried to cancel Tom Brady around the time of the Super Bowl because he went out a couple times without a mask on. These are the people who are in league with and voted for Joe Biden, who stood there in all seriousness telling us how many people we could have maybe at our 4th of July gathering while the Democrats blocked COVID tests for illegal immigrants. Folks, they're not serious about COVID. They're not afraid of it. What does that tell you? What do they know? Meanwhile, a family was kicked off Spirit Airlines because their nonverbal, get this, nonverbal autistic 4-year-old son would not wear a mask. Now, the family had a note from the child's doctor saying he's exempt due to his condition and is protected under the Americans with Disability Act. But Spirit didn't care. They're on the Democrat plantation. Callie Kimball of Little Rock, Arkansas, told THV 11 that her husband, son, and babysitter had flown to Las Vegas with Spirit Airlines, and they presented the note. He has a medical note from his physician, she says, and whenever he wears a mask, he holds his breath or starts freaking out, and he will harm himself, she said. Despite the note, Kimball says her family was removed from the plane by crew that claimed autism is not a disability, even though they had the note from the doctor. To make matters worse, her son's obsessed with airplanes, she said. He was sitting there quietly, behaving himself. When he was tossed, the family was tossed. Even worse, they refused to let the babysitter leave with them, causing her to get stranded in Dallas. American Airlines accepted the note and let the boy fly, but it ended up costing the family roughly $1,000. Meanwhile, illegals with full-blown COVID are being deliberately released by the Democrats after they could have been tested. Wearing a mask? No one knows. No one cares. They're America's new royalty. Thank you for listening to today's version of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.